Blog Talk Radio.
Your host for Beauty Talk. Welcome to the show tonight for today, Sunday, the 27th of September. We're glad to have you on the line. For those of you who are interested in calling in with a comment or question, the number to call is 914-803-4399. Again, it's 914-803-4399. I'm going to turn it over to my sister, but also just wanted you to know that you can join us on our tweet chat on Twitter by using the hashtag #PoundBeautyLounge or Pound and #PoundBeautyTalk. So I'm going to turn it over to my sister, Denise.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. Very briefly, just want to give you some quick news. We've mentioned it before on the show about a little web series we were doing called Glam Squad Diaries. So just a reminder to follow us and check out the episodes of Glam Squad Diaries on YouTube. We will post the link on the tweet chat, in our BBM group, on our Facebook page, and our Beauty Talk Instagram page. And normally tweets come out on our Beauty Talk Twitter page or the Illusions Cosmetics Twitter page. So I'll be sure to post all that tonight while we're doing the show. Tonight's all about social media, right? So I thought I'd make sure I hit all of the pages. Also, it's that time of year again for the NAHA North American Hairstyling Awards entry process to begin soon. The entry deadline will be February 11, 2016. The North American Hairstyling Awards, owned, operated, and managed by the Professional Beauty Association, is the preeminent photographic beauty competition in North America. And if you haven't seen some of the work of some of the contestants, you've really been missing some inspirational photos of some really, really good work. The NAHA Awards is held during PBA's Beauty Week each year. NAHA honors the professional salon industry's most talented and cutting-edge artists in 14 distinct categories of excellence. NAHA entry tips that they're given is be sure to visit probeauty.org/enter NAHA, that's N-A-H-A, and check out the resources available to help you prepare for your NAHA entry. In addition to the NAHA tips video and PDF, watch an Insider's Guide to NAHA, PBA's three-part webinar series featuring past NAHA winners, finalists, and judges sharing their expert advice and tips for a successful NAHA entry start to finish. So if you want to stay connected to the NAHA Awards, you can follow their hashtag #NAHA2016. That's #NAHA2016. So to enter NAHA and review all rules, regulations, and eligibility requirements, you can visit their website, and it's probeauty.org/enter NAHA. So probeauty.org/enter NAHA. So the entry process opens on November 2nd of this year, and the deadline will be February 11th of 2016. Then the finalists will be announced and notified on May 18th, 2016, and then the actual NAHA Awards ceremony will take place July 24th, 2016. And so for more information on the pricing and the whole entry process and the whole PBA Beauty Week. Again, you can go to probeauty.org.
And then just another quick reminder, I said this last week, September is Professional Beauty Association Membership Month, and they're having a membership drive. So if you're interested in learning more about that organization or becoming a member, here's that website again, probeauty.org is where you need to go to find out more about that. Okay? So tonight's guest, I discovered her one night, was on Periscope, trying to figure out the whole Periscope thing. And I discovered her, and she was talking about a class that she was going to be having. And I was just listening to all the interesting information that she was giving about social media. And, well, before I say anything else, I'm just going to bring her on, and I'm going to let her introduce herself. So tonight we have on with us Ms. Season Bennett on social media. She's known as the Social Barber.
Hey.
Hey
there.
Thank
you so much for having me. Hey, I'm great.
Absolutely.
I'm great. How are you?
We are wonderful, wonderful. Why don't you just introduce yourself to our listening audience and just tell them who you are and how you got to this point, where the name The Social Barber came from and what you have going on.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so like you mentioned, my name is Season Bennett. I am the author of a book called The Social Barber. I'm a certified social media strategist, and my husband and I own a barbershop in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I call my book The Social Barber because the majority of my social media marketing experience came from marketing at my barbershop. I actually help and show barbers and hairstylists how to make a living doing what they love. So many barbers and hairstylists are truly artists, truly, truly artists. And even before the license, they were artists. They knew how to do their craft, even without their piece of paper. And so I actually wanted to come in on the business side and let everyone know how easy it is to get new customers, because a lot of times that was lacking and people had to leave the industry and go get what they called a real job so that they could make a living. And, you know, I really truly feel that the beauty industry is so important to our society. It's so important. You make everybody that does any big thing in their life, get married, right? I mean, graduate, anything big that they do in their life, they go get their hair done, they, you know, man or a woman, right?
Right.
That's very important. So I really wanted to make sure that the people who are artists keep doing what they love because it's important, right? And that they're doing it. You don't want me doing your hair. I'm not a barber. So I need to make sure that all the barbers and hairstylists are still doing what they love and able to keep doing it because they can pay their bills because they have plenty of customers through social media.
Right. Well, Season, why is social media so important?
Oh, gosh, that's such a loaded question. Well, I'll tell you, to be perfectly honest, about 3 years ago is when I first started doing social media marketing, and I don't even know if you can call what I was doing social media marketing. I wasn't even very interested in it, to be honest. Like, I just felt like I wasn't really active on Facebook. I just felt like nobody needs to know about my life. I only kept my Facebook page active so that I could share pictures with my family in other states and other countries of my daughter. That was the only reason I kept it. But one day I just wanted to do something positive. It just crossed my mind. There was so much negativity out in the world, and I just said, you know what? I need to do something positive. And so I said, I'm going to have a food drive. And so I know I can't have a food drive at my house. So I said, I got to have it at the barbershop. And so a lot of the barbers were already had social media accounts for Headlines Barbershop. And so I said, hey, give me the passwords. I need all this. I got to tell everybody where to bring the food. And so that's how I started doing it. Right, right. And so because I wanted to make sure everybody knew where to bring the food for the food drive. And so it was the response that we got was so crazy. Like, it was so crazy that I just said, my goodness, we have to do this every day. We cannot afford not to do this. I mean, I actually found an article on the Hawaii News Now website of our first food drive. And we're in Charlotte, North Carolina, right? That's a long way from Hawaii. So I was just blown away by social media. I mean, it just, I was instantly hit with the power and the impact of social media marketing. And I just, I mean, it's like you can't afford not to do it.
Right. Now, why was it that you requested their passwords? Were they too busy with their clients to do the social media themselves, or?
No, they were doing it. I found out later on. It was just something that they, you know, some of the barbers were doing it sometimes, and so mm-hmm. I just got really serious, and I was really passionate about my food drive, and I said, hey guys, I need to make sure that I tell everybody every day, and I have to post on all, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and I need the passwords because I didn't know them. It was, you know, it was
right.
very gracious of the barbers that were in the barbershop to post, you know, what they had been posting, and I literally was oblivious to it prior to the food drive. And mm-hmm. ever since then, I've elbowed my way in and took over, and sometimes when they see me coming, they're like, oh, here she comes again, here she comes. But but they know I mean business, and they know that it's, you know, it's benefiting everybody. It's, you know, it's all mm-hmm. love, and, you know, I've really proven myself there. And so it's, you know, so I didn't have the passwords because I wasn't involved in that at all prior to the food drive.
Right. Now, I know it helped bring a lot of attention to your food drive, but how else did it help just the barbershop, the Headlines barbershop in general?
Well, I'll tell you this. I think there are more people, okay, looking mm-hmm. at Facebook. There's more attention. More people are looking at Facebook than, say, a particular magazine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
70% of adults on the Internet are on Facebook, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, that's more people than are looking at one particular magazine. So even if we placed an ad in a particular magazine, we would not get the exposure that we would get just by simply having our business with the strong presence on Facebook. And
right.
Facebook is just one of the social media platforms that we use. But more people are on social media all day. I mean, think about, you know, I mean, I could even think about myself. I've gotten really bad now that I've started doing this. But most people, when they wake up in the morning, they check their Facebook, their Twitter, their Instagram. They take
right.
their lunch break, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, right, before they go to bed. So people are on it constantly. Most people are on there not just once a day. They're on there multiple times a day, checking, very active on there. And so, you know, I just wanted to make sure that our business had a huge presence there as well. And just, you know, that we come to mind whenever anybody needs a service done, they say, hey, okay, this is the first thing that pops into my mind because they're in front of my face every minute.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's kind of the thought there, and it has really paid off, and that's why I really, really just wanted to write the book and let everybody know. It's just had such a huge impact on our business. And that's why I wrote the book, because I said, you know what, if this has done so much for our own business, what could it do for other
mm-hmm.
people?
Right. Right.
And so that's basically how I started.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the book. So we know why you wrote the book. What's the response? How have people been responding to it?
Oh, it's been wonderful. You know, I kind of didn't know what to expect. Like I mentioned, I'm not a barber.
Oh.
A lot of people ask me that. You don't want me to do your hair. I keep asking my husband if he'll let me do his, but he won't. It looks like fun. I just want to try it one time, but he won't let me. But the response has been great. I wasn't inspired to write the book because of food drive. I was inspired to write the book because I'm looking at all of these entrepreneurs. I mean, just
mm-hmm.
amazing entrepreneurs, just, you know, stepping out on faith and really just trying to do something different with their lives, and just, it's just, it's so inspirational. And I just wanted to see, what could I do to help? Is there some, you know, if there's any information that I can provide to help? That was inspiring to me, honestly. So that's what really inspired me to write the book. I wanted to help. The response has been amazing. I mean, everybody has really welcomed me with open arms. You know, I've started probably joining Periscope probably about 5 or 6 weeks ago now, And the response has been overwhelming. I think sometimes people may think, okay, I don't know. Is she going to be like a school teacher? Is this going to be boring? I don't know. It's a book. I don't have a little unsure
right.
about this. But, you know, we've had great conversations, and that's how it is when I'm on Periscope on my nightly broadcast. It's great conversations. And I'm overwhelmed by the response of, you know, people are coming to me and they're giving me such positive feedback. And I love it because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help. I'm here to be a resource. When I'm on my nightly broadcast, I actually call everyone CEOs because I don't want everybody to forget that they're truly CEOs of their own business.
Right.
And I'm their marketing consultant, so I'm testing everything, letting them know what I do, what works. And it's amazing. People are coming back to me and they're like, check this out. I did what you told me, and look at this. What do you think about this? And we're actually having conversations. We're actually responding via Periscope. So it's really fun.
Okay, so your nightly broadcast is mm-hmm. at what time? Is it the same time or is it different times?
No, at this point it's usually pretty late. It's usually been pretty late. Usually after 11 p.m., I'm hoping to move the time up. But I have a lot of followers that are on the West Coast, and you know, that seems
right.
to be a good time when everybody's really available. But I don't have a set time per se right now. I'm hoping to get some more in earlier in the day as well. But we will see. We will definitely check it out here.
Now, the social barber. When you're on Periscope or even when people see the title of your book, do they think it's just for barbers and hairstylists, or do you also have a lot of makeup artists and nail techs and people even in other businesses who check out your book just wanting to know what they need to be doing for social media?
Yes, to be perfectly honest, the social barber is actually it's a great resource for anybody starting out in social media marketing and just, you know, if you do the things in the book, regardless of, you know, if you're a barber, hairstylist, makeup artist, nail technician, I've got real estate agents that are, you know, have bought my book, gospel singers, like it's a wide range of professions. And I'm getting really positive feedback. I call it the social barber because, you know, the majority of my experience has been from my own barbershop, and that's really how I started. However, I think it's a great model because the examples that I use are, you know, I'm looking at when I'm explaining things in the book, I'm using my own barbershop as the example. However, I think it's great for anybody to read the book because most people have a good idea of what barbers do. So the examples will resonate with anyone who reads the book.
And where can everyone go pick up a copy of the book?
Okay, easy stuff. You can go actually to my website, thesocialbarber.com, or if you Google it, it's also seasonbennett.com, and you go /buy to the buy tab there, and you'll see you can either get a hard copy, or this week I just released the digital ebook. So even internationally, if anyone wants to check it out, they can just simply download it, and they'll have it instantly.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And how much does it retail for?
Okay, the hard copy is $20 and the digital ebook is $15.
All right, everybody. That's not a whole lot of money.
No, a small investment. A small investment.
Definitely check that out. What are some of the topics that you cover? You know, what are some of the things that you find important for everyone to be doing on social media?
Well, the biggest thing that I really want to remind people all the time through social media is that I find that a lot of industries are, you know, particularly, you know, in the barber and beauty industry, are posting on social media for other people in their industry. Does that make sense? So let's say they're, you know, they're posting something for other barbers. And if you're really trying to market yourself, if you really want to get new customers, you need to think about the people who aren't barbers. So I see a lot of people who are tagging, you know, really popular barbers on their posts. And I talked about this on Periscope one night, but I said, you know, to be honest, the majority of people who are not barbers have no idea who these guys are. So if you want to get the attention of, you know, potential customers and people who are not barbers or hairstylists, don't worry about, you know, these guys over here that have 150,000, 300,000 followers, because guess what? Your wife, your girlfriend, the potential customers that you have, the majority of them have no idea who these people are. So quit, don't worry about these guys and worry about the people that are in your community. I've done a lot of research about marketing a barbershop, a brick-and-mortar barbershop, and it says to focus around the 3 to 5 mile radius around your actual location. And so if you kind of focus down to your city and really trying to connect with people that are actually in your city, then you're going to start getting some new customers that are local. I mean, the likelihood of some – the likelihood of some guy on the other side of the country who's a barber already coming to get a haircut from you is very little, okay? Even if he – let's say for argument's sake, okay, I'm not trying to be controversial here, and I'm no shade. I love all these guys. I'm following all – you know, all of these barbers. However, even if they repost your picture, for argument's sake, most of your potential customers won't even see that because they don't know who these people are. They have no idea about these accounts. So really focus on your location, right? And another thing I always say when I'm wrapping up my Periscope, so another thing that I really want to remind everybody is that getting awesome posts and images, and that's just half the battle, okay? That is half the battle. It might even be less of the battle, to be honest. A big thing is not only just to go ahead and post, and I would say don't just post and drop the mic, right? You also need to be social. And so when I talk about being social, that means that you need to go ahead and you have to like other people's pictures. You have to comment on other people's pictures. You have to share, right? If it matches your brand, share it on your own page, and follow the people. Follow potential customers. Okay, that is how you really get other people's attention. And then when they look and they say, "Hey, who's this person?" and they go look at your account, and now you've got really targeted people looking at your account and your great pictures that you've already got set up. And that's how you really connect with new customers.
Right. Makes sense. Plenty of sense. And, I mean, because I'm just thinking about makeup artists in general and how we kind of are always networking with other makeup artists. And we kind of talk about things with other makeup artists all the time. And you're right. It's like, they're not the ones who are going to be your potential customers. You know, they do the same thing you do, you know. So, you know, but how do we, on social media, how are we, I know you're saying that we can get the new customers, but should we be using, and this may sound like a stupid question, but should we be using certain hashtags, or how can we, it's almost like I want to say, how do we find, or we shouldn't be trying to find, we should just be putting out information that would attract. Does that make sense?
Well, I mean, I think both are important. I think you can target new customers. I really do. There's actually a chapter in my book where I talk about how to generate leads on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can actually target people in your area. And, you know, there's multiple ways to do it. You know, it's different for each location. I actually, you mentioned my class that I taught. I actually use a method in my at my own barbershop where I actually have an automated feed where I monitor, you know, people in the Charlotte area that are looking for barbers and hairstylists. And I get, you know, these alerts automatically. And you'd be so shocked at how many people are on social media every day looking for you, Right. You will be so shocked at how many people are out there in your area looking for you. And, you know, and that's what I was really teaching in the class, is kind of showing people, like, look, you don't even have to work as hard. There's actually people out there, you know. Usually social media is not a good place to, you know, to sell. It's not a good place to sell. However, in the instance where someone is saying, does anybody know a good barber in Charlotte? Hey, they've opened the door. They're like, I have my money in my hand. Somebody please take my money. I am ready to buy. And so it's so important that you really, you know, monitor these things and look, because there are people looking for you out there. And it's actually amazing. Like, once I discovered this, I was like, oh, my gosh, like, this is crazy. Like, I really couldn't believe it. And, you know, one thing that I like to remind people all the time, because, you know, people feel like, oh, well, I just got one new customer. And it's like, hey, one new customer that comes, like, let's say, you know, for barbers every other week, right? If they come every other week, they spend about $20 a visit. And rough math here, over a year's time, that's about $3,000.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So one new customer, right? That's a lot, right?
That is.
Yes.
That's a lot.
So, yeah, it is a lot. And so the thing is that you definitely just want to make sure that you're really focusing on getting and building up all of those new customers. That can make such a big difference, you know, in a year, and being really just looking at those customers and nurturing that, you know, even existing customers, nurturing the relationship and remembering, like, hey, you're, you know, affording me a lifestyle. You're affording me a certain lifestyle. You're, you know, basically, hey, this is my car payment, right? This is my light bill. This is daycare right here. And just remembering that, you know. And also, I mean, and this has nothing to do with social media. We all know that, you know, keeping your customers happy, word of mouth is awesome. And people do word of mouth on social media so much. They love it. Like, I see so many times on social media, people are, you know, tagging our barbershop. Hey, I just got out the chair. Check it out. My, you know, I got my cut. I'm fresh out of the chair at Headlines. So, I mean, it's important. Keep your customers happy. And that's another great way of social media marketing, right?
That's right. What kind of tips can you share about, I mean, I hear you say keep your customers happy, but what kind of tips can you share? What can we do on social media, rather, to help us maintain the clientele that we already have?
Okay. Well, one thing that you can do is, you know, be consistent, right? Like, even on social media, of course, be consistent with your haircuts, but that has nothing to do with me.
Right.
However, one thing that you can do is that is be consistent, okay? And the thing is that when you're building your brand on social media and you're building your online presence, I cannot express how important it is to make sure that you're there every day. And there's so many free tools and ways to do it, to go ahead and make sure that you are in front of everybody. However, you know, I'm actually certified in Hootsuite. Hootsuite is a social media marketing tool where you can actually schedule your posts ahead of time. So you don't have to, you know, a lot of barbers and hairstylists, makeup artists, right, nail technicians are very busy on Fridays and Saturdays. And so it gets really hard and kind of hectic and stressful to think about, to actually sit there and think about, okay, how am I going to post, or how am I going to, you know, I got to make sure I do this every day. And it doesn't have to be like that. You know, take Mondays, you know, Sundays or Mondays. I always tell everybody, okay, I'm gonna let you rest on Sunday. But on Monday, we need you to go ahead and schedule your posts for the week. And so that way you don't get left out, or you don't forget, it's the end of the day, you're tired. You can go ahead and actually schedule your posts in advance. So it's really, I mean, that's one tool. It's free. If you only get three accounts, you can actually get a free account on social media. So when I say three accounts, I mean, if you have a Facebook fan page, a Twitter, and now they just started doing Instagram, or you can use Google+. If you have three of those type of accounts for your business, you can get a free Hootsuite account. And you can go ahead and schedule everything up front. So that, I mean, to me, that is huge, and that's a free tool. Another tool that I love, and I think, I mean, this is, I love, okay, is Canva, and it's Canva. I swear, I should be, like, the Canva salesperson, okay? Like, I love Canva, and it's funny, they have a little section on Canva. I love Canva, so I'll be putting one of those out there. But Canva is actually a free tool that actually shows you how to, it's kind of like graphic design for dummies. if I couldn't think of a better way to say it. But I'm not a graphic designer. However, it doesn't mean that I shouldn't have professional-looking pictures and posts on social media. And so Canva really helps. It has a great front end that really helps you put yourself out there in a professional way. You can upload your own pictures. It's got tons of templates out there. And it just, it helps. I mean, it's free. And I really want to make sure that my tribe, right, all of the people that are following me on social media, had access to this information. When I first started talking about Hootsuite, you know, somebody was like, wait a minute, you can do that? You can schedule that? I was like, yes, you can schedule it, and you should do that. It makes your life easier.
Right. Exactly. Let me ask you.
Sure.
Did you have any challenges with social media before you learned about all of these resources?
Oh, yes.
As far as trying to, you know, when you were in the process of trying to grow your business, were there any challenges before you learned about all these resources?
Yes, and actually you can actually scroll back through some of my older posts. If somebody tells you that they know everything about social media marketing, they're lying, because it's changing every day. I was just on Periscope right before I logged in, and I noticed something different. I was like, look at these little cameras popping up, and somebody said, oh, that's somebody taking a screenshot. And it's like, oh, wow, it changes every day. I'm a forever student. I'm always testing everything, trying something different. Because it's changing, and I find it exciting to find out better ways, and that's what I do as being the marketing consultant I am to my tribe. I don't just regurgitate the information that I'm getting from other people. I actually go out there and I test it. And so I have had challenges. I had no – I mean, if you scroll back, I mean, 3 years ago, I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. But I got out there and I just jumped in head first, right? And I just said, you know, I'm just going to do this. I have no – but I'll tell you that I'm a person that learns by doing. And so I haven't always done things the best way. I haven't. I've definitely had struggles, you know, just trying to connect with new customers, trying to find new customers, figuring out hashtags, how do they work, how many do you use, how many
– Right.
Right. And I mean – and it changes. These kind of things change every day. And I mean – a lot of this is testing, okay? I mean, you can, you know, I can always give strategies for testing and things like that. You know, I've talked before on Periscope about, you know, a lot of people, you know, are really, really concerned with followers, the number of followers that they have, and feeling like, you know, that's, you know, a measure of success. However, I don't know about you guys, but I cannot pay my bills with likes and followers. Okay? I cannot do that. And so the thing is that, you know, let's focus on real customers, okay? Let's focus on people that are actually coming in to your barbershop, your hair salon, people that are calling you to book you, right, on Style Seat. Let's focus on those numbers. Let's have those conversations. Hey, how'd you hear about me? Right?
Right.
And stop focusing on likes and followers, because I'll tell you that there's a lot of people who follow you every day and they don't ever click the follow button.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. They're out there every day and they're watching. You know, you're saying you're consistent. Are you going to let me down? You know, and there's so many people that I have seen out there that, you know, they say, you know what, I'm going to take this social media world by storm. So I'm going to go out here and they post 30 things one day, literally 30 things, okay? 30 things in one day. Then the next day they post 6. Then the next day they post 1. And then you don't see them for like 6 weeks, okay? So really the biggest challenge and the thing that I really, you know, try to give inspiration and guidance and talk about methodologies is about being consistent. How can you be consistent? I think if you can post one thing every day, okay, and don't judge your whatever you're doing, don't judge it against somebody else. Like run your own race, okay? Yeah, run your own race. Don't worry about, oh, this person looks like they have a graphic designer. They probably do have a graphic designer.
Right.
They probably have Photoshop, Adobe. They've got like a, they've got interns and everything. But guess what? That doesn't matter. What does that have to do with you? Right? You're responsible for your own career. So, you
That's
know,
right.
basically start where you are, and you're going to keep getting better by doing. So the challenge is really post every day. So what can you do to post every single day? Just start out with one a day. That's my biggest challenge for everybody. Just start out with one a day.
One
every
a
day. And that's how I really started growing. And I will be perfectly honest with you. Sometimes it did feel like a chore. Now, I hear some people, you know, saying things like, well, if it's not fun or if it doesn't, you know, if you're not having fun doing it, then don't do it. And I beg to differ. Okay. We didn't like doing math when we were in school, but it has paid off, okay?
Right. Right, exactly.
We didn't like doing math. But the thing, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I you know, I don't have time for social media. And I really want to counter that by saying, oh, you don't have time to make more money? Who doesn't have time for that? I don't know. That's just me, and it literally is. There is a correlation between your post and your bank account. There is a direct correlation between those two things. And so I need people to take it that seriously because it's that serious to me.
Wow. Well, you know, what about the people? Because, you know, we're talking about, you know, likes and follows don't pay our bills.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, you have people on social media who have millions of followers. I'm going to use makeup artists since I'm a makeup artist. I'm going to use makeup artists for example.
Yep.
There's makeup artists out there with millions of followers or beauty bloggers out there with millions of followers. And, you know, those likes mean something to them because, you know, then you have companies out there who want to work with them or send them their product or whatever. So for them, it helps them to make more money. But in situations like this, like when you have a business where you provide a service and you want more clients, you know, like you said, likes don't pay your bills, but do you think it helps? Do you think the potential clients are looking at the likes to determine, okay, should I be going here or should I go to the barbershop down the street or two blocks away because they have a million followers?
Well,
do you think that's really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think you're right. We do live in a society that is obsessed with you know, likes and followers. Okay, we all know, and I don't know. I'm not, you know, this is not directed towards anybody, but we all know people can buy likes and followers. Okay. So, of course, the true measure when you're, you know, talking about people who are, you know, trying to get new customers is actually, are you gaining new customers on social media? There are some amazing people out there who have, you know, 300 followers, and they probably make more money than people who have a million followers, okay,
right.
You know, in their trade. However, the thing is, at the end of the day, the customer, it doesn't matter if this picture got 50,000 likes and the haircut is awful, okay? So
right,
don't be intimidated or feeling like, you know, there's some amazing people out there, barbers, hairstylists, makeup artists that people don't know who they are. And, you know, like, let's say we all know on Instagram, hashtags are so important, you know, using the right hashtags. It's just so important on, you know, on Instagram, for example, right? And so if you make sure you at least tag your city, you want the people that live in, that are in your city, right? They're the best potential customers if you're, you know, regardless of if you're a barber, hairstylist, nail technician, makeup artist, the people in your city are your first line of potential customers that you, you know, want to make sure that see your post. If you don't use a hashtag on there, the only the people that follow you might see your post. So, you know, mm-hmm. using hashtags is so important, okay? So, I mean, yeah, likes and followers, I see, you know, with a lot of brands, they do judge that, you know. And also, I mean, we all know it can be, you know, I strongly discourage, you know, the practice of buying likes and followers. I don't like that. I'm all about organic growth.
Right.
Because, you know, I don't know, have you guys ever seen anybody that had 30,000 followers and they get 3 likes on a picture? Now, I'm pretty good at math, okay? I'm pretty good at math. That doesn't add up, okay?
No, it does not.
It doesn't add up. And to be perfectly honest, guys, not to throw any shade, like, people get really – let's talk about percentages, okay? Let's actually talk about percentages, right? Because think about this. There are a lot of people that are out there that are, like, let's say we see some celebrity, and they get, you know, oh, gosh, you guys are going to make me do math on the spot here. Okay, let's say there's a celebrity who has, you know, they get 1 million likes, right? Okay, mm-hmm. I'm trying to calculate over here. They have 1 million followers, and they get 20,000 likes on a picture. So what is that, 0%? I think that's 0%, actually. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I think that literally, yeah. And so, let's see, right? And so that's 2%. 2%, okay? So the thing is, people get really excited. But, like, let's say if you, you know, if you have a smaller amount of people, you might be getting the same ratio of likes as a celebrity, right?
Right.
If you think about how many followers do you have, how many likes are you, you know, what's your average number of likes, and, like, kind of put it in perspective, you know, how engaging, like, you know, are people liking your photos? Are people sharing your photos? Are people commenting on your photos? That is a great measure. And even businesses, you know, a lot of larger companies know that. They know people are buying likes and followers. And so they're looking for real people that are commenting, right? Sharing.
Right? Exactly.
They're mentioning you on Twitter. So it's, you know, it's not so easy as it probably was a while ago to kind of pull the wool over, you know, some of these larger corporations' eyes. They know, you know, hey, guys, you can't do it anymore. You can't fake the funk anymore. You have to really be out here connecting with people on a real level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I want to encourage those who are listening, you know, if you have a question or a comment, please give us a call at 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Please call in with your comments or questions. And also, we have the tweet chat going on, and I know someone out there said that they were just talking to someone about it was Crystal Joy. He was just talking to someone about social media, and then here we go with this chat tonight. So if you have any questions, Crystal, please get them out there on Twitter. We'll answer them. Or for those of you who are listening, please get your questions out there or call us again at 914-803-4399. How has your husband's clientele and the clientele of the other barbers at the shop changed since you guys have really started pumping up your social media activity?
Well, interestingly enough, we had probably a certain demographic. Like, it just seemed like it was just a very, you know, particular demographic that was coming to the barbershop, and to our surprise, all of a sudden the demographic changed drastically. A lot of the new customers that we're getting from social media didn't look anything like our old customers, and that wasn't a problem. It was just interesting. It was just, you know, an interesting thing, an interesting trend that we noticed. I mean, everybody's welcome. It's not a problem. I mean, you know, family-friendly environment. You know, everybody is certainly welcome. But, you know, when I first started doing this, I mean, one of the barbers actually came up to me and said, "Hey, I just got 3 new customers today, and they said they all saw my haircut on Instagram." It's like, wow, 3 new customers in a day. That's like $9,000 in a year. That's crazy. But my husband is kind of one of, I always say he's one of, you know, like an old school barber, and, you know, he's not really big on social media. That's really been my thing. And so he already had very well established clientele, prior to me even starting with this. And he actually told me, "Hey, quit posting my pictures. I just got five new clients over the past 2 weeks. I can't take any more clients."
Oh, wow.
He said, "I can't. You want me to come home, don't you?"
Right.
So it's been pretty crazy. So it's been really awesome for us. We live in let me just say a point about Charlotte. Charlotte has some really amazing, even world-renowned barbers in Charlotte. So, I mean, Charlotte, there's a lot of awesome barbers and barbershops in Charlotte. Where my barbershop is located, there are literally 2 barbershops on every block, okay? One on
wow.
each side of the street, okay? Yeah, there are a lot. So it's kind of like, well, what do you do to stand out? How can you make sure that potential clients find you? And at the same time, though, there's enough for everybody. You know, we just want to make sure, you know, we're getting our piece of the pie, you know, certainly, right? But not one person or one barbershop can handle every client in Charlotte. That would be ridiculous, okay? Even
right.
if you work 24 hours a day, it's not possible, okay? Unless you're, Ivan Zoot, and you can do a haircut in 55 seconds. right? No, it's not possible, okay? So basically, we've just, you know, really taken, you know, social media and kind of just, you know, really made that our primary source of advertising. You know, we've done radio advertising and print ads, and we have not gotten the response that we've gotten from social media. So, it's, you know, it's really been crazy. You know, even Facebook, you know, it's just been really awesome. And it's interesting because even your potential clients, or I'm sorry, your current clients, when they get excited. They get excited when they see you on social media. And they're like, "Hey, that's my barbershop." And then all of a sudden they want to start posting and tagging you and letting everyone know, you know, where they actually got their haircut. They want to share. They want to say, "Hey, this is my, you know," it's their barbershop family, right?
Right.
Everybody knows you go to the barbershop, you discuss, you know, your deepest and darkest secrets and everything in the world, whatever's on your mind. It's a safe place to go and talk. And so people get excited. They say, "Hey, that's my barbershop," right? "Guys, you know, I got to let you know, my barber is the best barber in the world," right?
Right.
So your customers get excited, and it's awesome. They get excited, and they want to tell everybody also. So, you know, now all of a sudden, once they see that you have a strong presence on social media, it kind of has this ripple effect with your customers. They all of a sudden want to let everybody know, too. So,
well, you know,
really awesome.
We have someone on Twitter who's asking, and this is a good question because – somebody once told me that it's good to post on Pinterest in the morning. So Aisha Tiffany is asking, what's a good time to schedule your post on social media?
Okay, that is a great question, and let me tell you, there's it's a loaded question. Okay, if you use Hootsuite, right? Hootsuite has auto scheduling, right? So if you are not quite sure, you can do auto-scheduling. And pretty much the formula is kind of like a morning, you know, like early in the morning, 8 o'clock, middle of the day, kind of lunchtime, and then evening around dinner time. However, right, so that's, you know, in general, a lot of people will say, you know, oh, when people first wake up and when people are on their lunch break or once people kind of settle down in the evening, then that's, you know, when you'd want to post. However, it depends on your followers, right, or your particular community. I found, oddly enough, I found with my particular barbershop, if I post, or you know, those times a day, I don't get nearly as many likes as if I post at, like, midnight, which sounds so crazy. If I post something at midnight, I will get, like, 3-4 times the amount of likes, which I know it sounds really crazy. So really what it is you have to test it. You see where your target market is. Try it at different times of day. It's not a straightforward formula. There's, you know, there are people factors in here. It's not a, you know, it's not a math equation. It's a great question. I get this question a lot, but people aren't so simple, right? People are not numbers. You know, these are people with feelings and all, I mean, just they've got lives. Different things happen. And so you just have to figure out when your potential customers are most active on social media. And the way that you find that out is try one time at 8 in the morning. Then try, you know, around noon, around lunchtime. Try around 7 o'clock. Try around 9. And then try midnight. And just kind of try it out for, like, you know, a couple weeks and just see what your engagement is on those different times of day. It's
right.
Not quite so simple. I know it. I know you wish that I just could tell you exactly the right times.
Right.
But it doesn't. It does, you know, it's not quite so simple. There's a lot of testing and kind of figuring out what works for you.
Right, exactly.
Great question.
So there's not,
great question.
There's not, you know, one direct answer. You just have to play around with it, I guess.
Well, that's what I would do. I mean, a lot of, you know, there's a ton of social media marketing people that will tell you, oh, the best times of day, it's, you know, and like I mentioned, 8 a.m., 11:30, 11:45, 7 p.m. However, I've just noticed with my particular, both of my, you know, my Headlines Barbershop accounts and with my Social Barber accounts, the later I post, the better. Now, with my Headlines Barbershop account, I'm focused on people, you know, in the Charlotte area. And so, you know, I don't want to go too much later than midnight because, you know, people are probably going to be going to sleep after that, but you'd be surprised at how many people are up late and
exactly.
They're liking the pictures. However, on my Social Barber account, my target market is actually all over the world. I've actually connected with a lot of amazing barbers, hairstylists, nail technicians, and makeup artists all over the world. And I've actually, you know, people in other countries have bought the book as well. And so, you know, it benefits me to post in the middle of the night when maybe the people in the UK are more awake and more active and more available. So,
right.
So it really depends on what is your target market. And I know a lot of people say, oh, everyone's my target market. And it's like, no, you need to narrow it. Let's start with the target market first. And if other people are receptive, that's great. But, you know, you can dilute your message by not focusing your message. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think that's the key to, because my sister and I were laughing today because we had a friend who posted something about her wedding anniversary, and she was using, like, all of these different hashtags, and I was just reading to her all the hashtags, so we were laughing because we were saying, you know, she's like, you know, sometimes we use hashtags that people would never, you know, like people would never think about or even go out, you know, and find this post.
And they're never going to trend.
Yeah, they're never going to trend. So do you think that knowing your target market is the key to picking the correct or the right hashtag?
Oh, certainly, certainly. And I actually talked about that exact same thing in my book. When I, you know, I have a chapter about hashtags, and I actually talk about that. So it depends on what your purpose is, right? And so, like, let's say if somebody's talking about their anniversary, they, you know, they might be fun to put some, you know, hashtags in there for comic relief, like ball and chain, got me on lockdown, you know, something like that. I mean, it's fun, right? However, if you're really focusing on your business, you need to let people know who you are, what you do, where you are, right?
Right.
So, you know, for instance, I always tell at the very base minimum, okay, if I'm in Charlotte, right, and I'm a barber, please use the hashtag Charlotte and a hashtag barber, right? Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
At the very minimum, right? And, like, let's say if you're looking at Instagram, Instagram is not very the search feature is not very sophisticated, right? So you can't search two hashtags on there, so you might even want to put Charlotte Barber as one of your hashtags as well. And, you know, that will help people to find you if they are in Charlotte looking for a barber. So, yeah,
Right. Definitely
hashtags, you know, that's how you target your potential customers. You let them know who you are, right, what's your profession, right? And where you are, let them know. And that's how you do it, through hashtags. That's the easiest way to put, and it actually is so great because you don't have to always be, you know, every time you post have to do this long spiel. Hey, I'm a barber in Charlotte, and my specialty are fades and, you know, and flat tops. So now you can just put hashtag Charlotte, hashtag barber, hashtag fade, hashtag, right, flat top, if that's what you want to do, right? You can, and it's easy. It's, you know, you can just put something very organic with your picture and add a hashtag so people can kind of know, you know, where you are and what your profession is and what's your specialty and that kind of thing. So, hashtags are so much fun. I always say hashtags were born on Twitter. However, it seems that everyone's loving hashtags so much that now you can virtually find them anywhere.
Right.
But, yeah, you're right, though. You definitely want to use hashtags that somebody's going to be searching for. Like, you don't want to say something like, I don't know what I'm going to eat for lunch today. You know?
Right.
Someone's probably not going to be searching for that. And if they do, who's to say they live anywhere near you and, you know, that you have anything in common? You know, they want to buy anything that you have. So, you know, smart hashtags are certainly a way to attract customers.
Right. And, it's just simple things. You know, sometimes when those of us who, you know, are on social media as ourselves, and then some of us may have businesses, like actual physical locations, those type of businesses. But when we think about it, just like you said, you know, we are all CEOs. When you think about it, we're all a business, you know, if you provide a service. And sometimes I think we get on social media and we just and say whatever or post, you know, like I'm thinking about Twitter. And then like when you're on like a Facebook, you know, you may share your personal things or you may talk about, you know, about personal things or your opinion and how you feel about things. But then you turn around and there's something about business that you want to post. You know, and maybe you're doing it all under the same account.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know, what should we look out for? Because there's sometimes people go and they rant and they rave and they complain about things on Twitter, just talking, and then later on in the day they have to post something that's business related. You know.
Okay.
There's got to be a fine line. How do we stay clear of making ourselves look stupid?
Well, I'll say this, okay? Let me, and this is, I actually talk about this in the book. And sometimes it's hard to judge what's professional if you haven't, you know, been in a realm of, you know, what people may call, and you can't see my air quotes, professional, like in a corporate environment or something. There are certain things that are just, they're just not allowed. And so I actually talk about ground rules, okay, in my book. That's one of my first chapters because, you know, that's truly a pet peeve of mine, and I see where, sorry, I was coughing here. I see where people are actually going on there. If you have a fight with your girlfriend, please call your friends, okay? Call your friends on the phone, text your friends. Don't tell everyone on social media, you know, let people be uplifted when they see your posts on social media. So much negativity in the world. You know, there's certainly a fine line. And I think it can be a little bit difficult these days because of the fact that, you know, a lot of the younger generation has always grown up with social media. They've always had it and it's normal. You know, it's normal to them to go ahead and talk about, you know, their personal life and air it on social media. However, you know, depending on who, you know, your potential clients, the potential clients that you want, that, you know, you don't want to be offensive. You don't want to turn people off before you've ever even had a chance to look them in the eyes. So there is really, you know, there is a fine line. You know, let's talk about cursing. Let's talk about using derogatory terms, even if it's about yourself, that could be offensive to somebody else. You know,
right.
that's not something that you want to do. You know, just because somebody else posted something and it got a lot of likes and followers, and you think it's funny, okay? But guess what? They're not you. They don't own a business. They're not the CEO of their business like you are. So you need to think like a CEO and not, you know, repost things. You need to think before you post. Stop for a minute and say, wait a minute, what about my corporate clients? What about my grandparent clients? What about my single mother clients, right? You need to think about all of them before you repost jokes or even post something on your own, right? You do need to keep a certain level of professionalism. And if you want to talk, you know, if you say, no, I got to be me, I got to be real on your personal private account. Don't allow your professional contact to be your friend on your private Facebook where you want to talk about all these other things, okay? Even though I highly recommend not saying it anyway because, you know, they say that modern-day snitching is screenshotting, right? right? So somebody can screenshot you, and it could certainly affect your business if somebody shows how you're saying something that's offensive. And if you say, oh, you know what, I'm all about the community, and then you say something completely offensive, people could look at that as not being real. You think you're being real, somebody could look at you and think that you're being a hypocrite, and it can hurt your business. So it's, you know, right. While social media is amazing for your business, it can also be detrimental. So you really want to treat it with great care and great thought and not just, you know, jump out there and just throw anything out there. And that's where a strategy is so important. It's not just – we're not just posting things haphazardly. We're very purposeful, right? And in our posts, you know, I actually was thinking about that is, you know, whenever you post something, you should be asking, what is this going to do for my business? What is the purpose of this post, right? Where am I going with this? How will this benefit anybody else that's looking at it, right?
Right. Right.
So, yeah, this is definitely something you can tell. I'm quite passionate about this.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, sometimes we're a little bit too real, okay? We're a little bit too real. We need to go ahead and keep it to, you know, if this is something that needs to go on behind closed doors, keep it there. Keep it, you know, you're not going to walk into Coca-Cola and the CEO had a fight with his wife and he's posting it on Facebook. It's not going to happen. Okay, but
right.
You're a CEO just like they are. And you just
well,
have to remember that.
Uh-huh. Well, what about people who are in business and they tweet and they say something wrong. They say a couple things wrong and then they realize later, you know, that's not good for business. Or, you know, and I'm wondering, how do they clean that up on social media? Or you have someone that's not in business, they're just out there under their own, you know, under their own personal account, and they every time they say something, it's either negative or just wrong or they're cursing or whatever the situation may be. And then all of a sudden, now they have a business. Well, they're known on social media for being a certain way, but now they have a business and they want to put stuff out there about their business. How do they clean it up?
Okay. Exactly. Yes. Okay. So there's a couple things before you get out there and you realize that you might be looking like a hypocrite out here in these streets. You might want to go back through your social media account and clean it up. Go back and check everything out and clean it up. You might even want to go ahead and address it and say, you know what, I said these things in the past. And I have grown. I have changed. I've realized that this is not appropriate. And not because, you know, I think having a business might make you look at some things differently. It doesn't make it, you know, less right. You know, people can say, oh, you're just saying that now because you have a business. And that's okay. I think it's okay to say, yes, you're right, I am. I realize how serious this social media thing is. And I realize now how I could have affected other people. And I want to, you know, apologize if I've offended anybody. And I do want to caution other people to, you know, to be cautious, to be thoughtful before they post and to think about how they could have affected other people or if they've offended other people, if they've insulted other people, if they've, you know, perpetuated any negativity. I think it's okay to address that, you know, and And I think that that's actually kind of a better way, to be honest. People can always – nobody's perfect. And I think it's okay to address that and say, you know what, I'm a person. People can connect with you. Everybody out here has made mistakes. And so if you can actually, you know, give somebody a little, you know, something that they can say, you know what, this is a real person, and I respect this person saying, hey, I made a mistake. I'm addressing it head on. I'm letting you know I made a mistake in the past, and you know, and at that point though, once you have addressed it and made that apology or kind of, you know, made it be known that you realize that this is not the right way to go about things, at that point you need to make sure you don't do it again, because then at that point people will realize, like, wait a minute, you said, you know, and you don't ever want to be in one of those you said situations where people are kind of looking at you with the side eye. Like, okay, wait a minute, I don't believe you now. People, you know, potential customers, current customers love real people. They don't
right.
love fake people. They don't love fake people. They can accept people that have made mistakes. They can accept people addressing that. I mean, that's, you know, crazy respect that people have for you. People make mistakes all the time, and guess what? People don't even address it. They don't say anything, you know. But if you actually take that extra step, and people can find out that you, wow, look at, you know, look what kind of person that this is. You
right.
know, that probably actually benefits you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, tell me, let's talk about the different social media outlets.
Okay.
Tell me what you like. Tell me what you like about each one of them. So let's start with Instagram. And how would each of these outlets help those who are in business?
Okay. Now, off the top, I'm going to say that it really depends on your target market, and you know, there are different demographics on each social media platform. You know, in general, there are younger people on Instagram in general,
uh-huh.
right? More people are joining Instagram every day, but there are younger people on Instagram. A lot of professionals on Twitter, right, and an older demographic really on Facebook, but really, Facebook is the big boy, right? So if we talk
right.
about, so everybody may or may not want to have their business on every one of these, okay? I, you know, encourage people to, you know, try them out and figure out which one works best for them, which one is, you know, is the one that you really want to continue with and that you get the most engagement, right? So
mm-hmm.
I personally love Instagram. We get from Headlines Barbershop and The Social Barber, we get the most engagement. You know, I think Instagram is a community of likers, right?
Mm-hmm.
People,
mm-hmm.
the challenge comes on Instagram is getting people to actually hear what your message is, because, you know, especially if you're, depending on what you're trying to tell everyone, people don't read. They're looking at the picture. So that can be the challenge. If you have some very important information in the text or the comments underneath your picture, then that can be challenging, because people are liking so quick, you know, double tapping, going on to the next one, double tapping. So it can definitely be, you know, challenging to get, you know, get, depending on what your message is, to get that across. However, you know, people love pictures. So on Instagram, it's so important to make sure that you have really good, high-quality image, high-resolution images, and really just get your message across through pictures.
Right.
And samples of your work, awesome. You know, but make your, you know, even when you're doing samples of your work, make sure that you're presenting it in such a way that it, even if somebody is not a barber, a hairstylist, right, in your particular industry, make sure that it's interesting or exciting to them or inspirational. Kind of try to draw your crowd in. However you decide to do that. I like to draw my, you know, at Headlines Barbershop, I like to draw in my crowd with positivity. So
mm-hmm.
I'm always putting very careful. I use a lot of inspirational quotes and things, and I really try to inspire people. You know, just
mm-hmm.
uplift people, and that's just my own personal thing that I do. So that even though I've got a picture of a haircut, I'm also using some type of a quote that people are like, "Oh yes, I love it. I'm going to share this because I love the quote." You know, but of course the haircut gets shared as well. So, and that's, right. and that's just something that I, you know, I truly believe putting positivity out there, it comes back, you know, there's so many negative things. So that's just something that I do, you know, is I you know, for my own personal brand, that's how I engage people who are not barbers and hairstylists is just keep on the positivity and sharing positive quotes.
Very nice. And so you said your favorite is Instagram.
As far as engagement, now that's the thing that I like about Instagram is it seems like it's so easy to engage with your audience. However, mm-hmm. right now I'm finding I personally, you know, I'm more kind of like a business to business type situation. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a great engagement with my, you know, other CEOs here on Periscope. So that's, you know, Periscope is very new to anybody who's not familiar with Periscope. It's a social media platform where you're live broadcasting. So everyone can see me and hear me, and I can see their comments. They can type their comments, so I can only see comments. So I've been getting awesome engagement, tons of new followers, meeting tons of people through Periscope, like yourself. And so I'm enjoying Periscope. Facebook, mm-hmm. One thing that I love about Facebook fan pages is the ability to run ads. And certainly, you know, I always think about a good, better, best type situation. So, mm-hmm. you know, and even in my book I talk about it. I say, okay, this is the best thing. However, if you can't afford it, there's, you know, these are some other alternatives or things that you can do, right? So one thing I love about Facebook is that you can run an ad on Facebook for as low as $1 a day. So you might not get as many people, you know, to see your ad for such a low budget. However, it's, you know, you can actually target. There is a place on there when you're building your Facebook ad where you can target who will see your post. So you can say, okay, I want, you know, other people who've liked my page and their friends. Or you can target what city, state, country. You can target several cities, interests, ages. So, I mean, Facebook has a crazy amount of information on us, all of us, okay, tons of data on us. And so if you target your ads, you can say, you know, you can say, I want it to be females between the age of 25 and 40 who, you know, are professionals. I mean, you can, you know, target all of that education. You can target all of that in your ad. So, I mean, that's a pretty amazing feature. For some of the other social media platforms, it's kind of pricey to mm-hmm. To run ads depending on your market. I've actually looked at, you know, like some of the Google AdWords and things like that in the pay-per-click. And for barbers, for some reason, people don't really Google a barber. Right? They don't Google it in my area very often. And so the clicks were like $3 or $4 a click. So for me, that's kind of pricey because just because they click it, it doesn't mean they're going to come. So that can be pretty pricey because even if you have your friends Googling something, they're like, oh, there goes my barbershop. And they click it. I'm like, hey, that was $4. You're already coming here. So, you know, you might get a lot more bang for your buck running an ad on Facebook as opposed to Google. So, and it depends on your industry. You'd have to do, you know, your research. This is just my own market and my own research that I've found. And I was kind of like, wow, I definitely get a lot more, you know, running ads on Facebook. And guys, please, okay, if you have a fan page, okay, I need you to be running an ad all the time. Even if you're just spending $1 a day, I'm going to need everybody listening, okay, to make sure that you have an ad always going, okay? It's the cheapest way to get your business out there, the absolute cheapest. Even if you don't have a website, people can still go to your Facebook fan page. Even if they don't have a Facebook account, they can still go to your Facebook fan page. They can't comment or like, but they can still go to it. And all of these social media platforms will show up now when somebody Googles you. If somebody Googles, they'll see your Twitter account and your Facebook and your Instagram. So definitely want to make sure that they see you multiple times out there.
Good stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, I know. So, I got to calm myself down. I get excited about this stuff.
I'm sure you do.
I do. I'm
sure. I mean, you know, and I'm listening to you and how you talk about your husband at the barbershop, and he's like, you know, it's like you have to calm down on this because he's got enough clients. It's good to be in a position. You know, it's really good to be in a position where you can do it. And even if you got lazy, it would be okay because, like you said, you know, he has a lot of clients, you know. But you still want to bring attention to the barbershop altogether.
Right. And that's the thing is that I can't be lazy because, and I actually had a Periscope about this one night. However, and this is a mindset I'd really like to change with other barbershop owners, is that you really want to make sure that your barbers are happy. You want to make sure that they're making money, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, regardless of how many barbers there are in your barbershop, your bills are the same. Your, you know, how much money you pay to the management company is the same. Your light bill is the same. Your insurance is the same. So it benefits you to have as many booths filled in your establishment as possible. One way to keep people happy is to advertise for them, you know, make sure. So regardless of, I really am less worried about, you know, posting for my husband or advertising for him because, you know, I need to make sure that everybody gets represented. And that's what I do is I post for everybody in the barbershop. I want to make sure that everybody is getting clients and getting new people and getting exposure. And so that's what I really do is, you know, if they give me pictures or send me pictures, and I make sure to go ahead and post them regardless of, you know, who they are. So, yeah, definitely. I'm less worried about posting for my husband, to be honest. So, I'm more interested in making sure that I highlight everybody. You know, I want to make sure everybody's too busy, right?
Absolutely.
You know, keep everybody. Yeah, so I want to keep everybody happy, and that's something I really want to make sure that barbershops and salon owners really think about is, you know, a lot of people in the past, the mindset has been, well, you know, just I don't care what you do as long as you pay the booth rent. And it's like, no, we need to make sure that, you know, we keep them happy. They're, you know, just like, a customer is paying your bills and they come and get your services. The other barbers and hairstylists or nail technicians, they're also paying the bills with their rent, and I do think that it's important that we don't look at it, you know, it's all of our businesses. We can all help each other and, you know, respect everybody. Hey, do you have any feedback? What can we do differently? And make sure that everybody's happy, right? As much as possible, like, let's make sure everybody's happy, like, hey, so how's it going? How many new customers did you get? You know, do you have any other things or do you give me some feedback. Did you like what I posted? Did you not like it? Do you, you know, want me to post something different? Do you want me to delete that post? Right?
Wow.
Yeah. So it could definitely, I mean, it's really big and that's one thing that I definitely want a lot of barbershop and hair salon owners to really think about is actually marketing their whole business and not just, you know, let's say they're working, exactly, if they're actually working at the nail salon or, you know, the hair salon and not just posting pictures of themselves, but, you know, highlighting all the other people in their establishment as well.
So if you had to promote your book in, let's say, 20 seconds or less, what would you say?
Okay, let's see. Is the timer going? Okay, well, the Social Barber is a how-to social media marketing guide made especially for barbers and hairstylists focusing on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is the basis of what I do every day for my own barbershop. If you do what is in the book consistently every day, you will see results. It's amazing. It's a must-buy.
Wow.
Was that 20 seconds?
Well, you know,
is that over?
The clock wasn't going.
The clock wasn't going.
I just wanted to see how what you were saying. That's pretty good.
Okay, good. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So I really took, like, it's funny. Before I actually wrote this book, I thought about it for probably a year. And it was a nagging thing. It was, you know, it's something that was kind of like just nagging me in the back of my head. And I said, I have to write this book. Every time I would see certain things on social media, I was like, oh, I need to let them know, because there's just a lot of times there's something small that you're doing that, you know, or doing wrong on social media that you could turn around. It could be something small. And just like I mentioned, you know, if you could get one new customer, you know, that's $3,000 in a year, roughly, right? And I mean, that would, you know, and it's a small investment to get the book. Even if you find one thing in there that you do differently and it turns, you know, turns it around, all of a sudden you start getting all these new customers, it's huge. I met this guy. Oh, my gosh. I met this guy when I went to Bronner Brothers in August. And he came up to me and he was like, hey, you know, I was looking for you. And, you know, he had missed my class. And he said, oh, my gosh, I was posting on social media. And he said, I just thought my haircuts would speak for themselves. And he said, but once I read your book, I realized that there were some things that I was doing wrong. And he said, and I used the tips from your book, and I just started getting all these new customers all of a sudden. And so that really just gave me chills and excited me, because, you know, this person is in a completely other state. This is my first time even meeting them, looking them in their eyes, and to see that it's actually helping. That's why I wrote the book, is that I really wanted people – I want everybody to have the best quality of life, right? And a lot of times that starts with money, sadly, right? Having more money can help you, you know. It can help
right.
you get help, right?
Right.
If you get busy, it can help you, you know. It gives you access to a lot of other resources and things like that. And so, you know, that really just excited me so much, because I just felt like, wow, like, you know, this is why I did it. I want people to have access to these tools. I want people to get new customers. I want them to have as many customers as they want. I want them to have customers to the point where they're saying, okay, let me focus on something else, because I can't even accept any new customers at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really why I wrote the book. So,
you know, it's funny, when Aisha asked the question earlier about what's a good time to schedule a post on social media. I don't know if you follow them or you know of them, but Social Media Resolved, they are at Resolved So Media on Twitter. Have you ever heard of them?
I haven't. Uh-uh.
And they answered her question. So, again, she asked, what's a good time to schedule a post on social media? And they answered, the best time is using a smart mechanism that knows it's ahead of you.
Knows it's ahead of you?
Mm-hmm. And they are
so
familiar.
Sure, I understand that.
Me either. But,
right. Yeah,
they
I'm
are
not quite
media
sure.
Resolved.
I'll have to go ahead and look into that. I'm not quite sure I understand that answer. So.
But when I click on their link to their website, it goes to social media, what is it called? SproutSocial.com. It says powerful social media software, a management and engagement platform for social business.
Oh, okay. It sounds like they have a tool that they're selling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I'd have to research that. You know, just like I mentioned before, though, Hootsuite is really the tool that I use most. And in Hootsuite, it does have, you can actually, there's a setting where you can actually turn it on and it will auto-schedule for you. You basically set it up and say, I want to post 3 times a day. And so you just keep uploading your pictures and whatever you want to say about them, and it will automatically schedule them for you and say, okay, she said she wants 3 a day, so I'm going to give her 3 a day, and it just, you know, you don't even have to go ahead and think about it. It can auto-schedule, and you can even, you know, try that out and see if it works for you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So that's something. Hootsuite isn't paying me. By the way, full disclosure, Hootsuite isn't paying me. You know, it's something I've used. I like Hootsuite. You know, I like I mentioned, I'm certified in Hootsuite. You know, it's a really cool tool. I like the fact that you can, like I mentioned before, if, you know, your barbershop owner, you know, if you're a barbershop owner and you decide, okay, I'm going to pay for these tools for my barbershop, you can actually invite other people as team members to have access to all of the accounts and posts. So I think, I mean, it's got a lot of great features in there. I'm, you know, I use Hootsuite. They're, like I mentioned, they're not paying me. It's something that I use. I think it's very straightforward. Even if you're not, you know, you're not to the point where, okay, I'm just keeping my head above water. I'm just going to make sure, you know, Susan said I need to post every day, so I'm going to post every day. And so even at that point, Hootsuite is a huge time saver because of the fact that you can, instead of logging into 6 different social media accounts, you can just upload your picture one time and send it out to 6 places at one time. So even at that point, even if you're like, okay, I cannot schedule mine a week or a month in advance, however, this is going to save me time because I can post to everywhere at one time.
Right.
So I find that a huge time saver. So, yeah. But there are, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so we're going to use some of those resources and try to be consistent with doing at least one post a day.
Exactly. And let me know how it goes. You can find me everywhere at The Social Barber. So let me know, anybody who's listening. I see a lot of people commenting on Instagram and things. If you're listening, let's follow each other. You know, you can find me anywhere, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm The Social Barber. So, you know, my website is thesocialbarber.com, and I'm also on Periscope at The Social Barber. So if you actually, you know, let me know how it goes. Post every day. Keep track, right? Let's measure. How many new customers are you getting? Where are they coming from? Instagram? Are they coming from Facebook? Are they coming from Twitter? Let me know. I get very excited.
Mm-hmm. And have you done your scope for tonight?
I did a quick one to let everybody know to come on here and listen in.
So are you going back to it tonight or no?
I think I'm going to spend a little time with Mr. Social Barber tonight.
Okay.
Yes, I actually have some plans to do some really exciting things. So you guys definitely log in to Periscope and follow me. You know, I'm actually planning some really exciting things over the next couple weeks. So you mm-hmm. definitely want to make sure that you have access to that information. You don't even have to. You can actually log in through your computer now. It's very easy, periscope.tv/thesocialbarber. And really, really cool information. I have a great dialogue with some people aren't even following me, I know, but I have great dialogue with everybody on there. So I definitely, you know, you should definitely join the conversation. We have a great time on there. Great, great time.
Absolutely. I know I've enjoyed the few times that I've been on.
Thank
this
you.
This was a lot of great information tonight. We do appreciate it, you being on with us. Lots of information.
Thank you
taking
for
notes.
Having me.
Absolutely. I'm going to put into practice because I need to do better with social media. So I'm going to put into practice some things, especially trying to save a little time or make time for social media a little more. So I'm going to put into practice and let you know how it all goes. And maybe down
yes,
the road we'll have
do.
You back on the show. We'll have you back on the show down the road so we can tell you how it was and you can let us know and keep us posted to what's new. Because I know there's a lot of resources out there.
There are, and they're always changing. And just like I always mention, you know, I'm your marketing consultant. I will do my research and get back to you, and I'm going to try it all out. I'm going to let you know what is the best thing to do. I'm not going to just say, hey, there's this, there's that. I'm going to tell you what I do. Okay? I tried
Absolutely.
That, I tried this, I tried that. These are the ones that I like, okay? And this is why. It's not just, hey, this is the one I like these because of this. So,
right.
I'll give you the lowdown.
Well, thank you again. We really appreciate it. And we thank you guys out there for tuning in and listening in. And thanks, Aisha, and those who out there who had questions. Thank you very much. You can follow us at beauty_talk on Twitter. We are beauty_talk_media on Instagram, and we're Beauty Talk Online on Facebook. So stay tuned for next week, and continue to follow us. And let's all be social. Okay, this
yes.
week let's try to do a little bit better and be a little social. So
yes,
everybody
let me know.
Absolutely, we're definitely going to keep you posted. Everybody, have a great night and a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Susan.
Good night.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.